17, you don't have to turn there. It says, the wicked and the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. Right. Amen. I want you to listen to me. Where would you be at this morning if our forefathers had not fought for this nation? Right. You wouldn't even be sitting here. Right. Have you ever thought about it? We would be under, now think about it. Three times in our history, America was on the verge, the British. I don't think nothing's coincidental with the Lord. Right. You cannot find nowhere in the scriptures America, A-M-E-R-I-C-A. You can't find it. It's not there. Most everybody that studies the Bible believes, and I'm by no means a scholar, but everybody believes that America will be dissolved right prior to the rapture or immediately after the rapture. That is happening as we sit here this morning. Right. We're going to a one-world currency. One world currency. And by the way, Roman Catholicism is still there. The great whore in Revelation 20. Now look for it to pick up. We've seen our president this past week join hands with a man by the name of Putin. The Russian, listen, Russia is still there. The real Russia in the book of Ezekiel isn't gone. It's even though communism has been put down, the real Russia is still there. It's going to come towards Israel. Listen to me. Where would you be at this morning if God had not raised up Jordan Baptist Church right here, right now? Where would you be at? What would your life be like? Think about it for a moment. When I was a boy, I was born and raised in Lincoln County, Kentucky. Little place called Crab Orchard, population 750. My first encounter was this. My aunt, I had two uncles to die in Korea. They come home and we met them at the depot. Anybody ever seen an honor guard? An honor guard. I was a kid. Now I want you to think about this. I stood at the depot. All of our family was there. They opened the doors and there was no honor guard with the caskets. They rolled one coffin off. My uncle's was literally killed in Korea. They rolled the coffin off. Now remember, I'm a kid. The only thing I remember is there was straw and dirt sticking out of the coffin lid. They had an American flag all wrinkled up and it laid on the coffin. That's one. My aunt weeping, sobbing, crying. Then all of a sudden, they pushed the other coffin out on another one of the dollies that you push around. There laid two men that gave their lives in Korea. If you're here this morning and you don't love our nation, something's wrong with you.
You're right.
Please don't ever be guilty of this. Don't ever be around me if you're ever going to decide to burn an American flag. Right. One part of me ain't saved.
That's good.
That'll probably rise up in me. What I'm saying is, I'm going to ask Jesse to come just in a moment. What we need is a revival of patriotism.
Right. Amen.
These men that and this lady that stood here, I've got no use for draft dodgers. I'm sorry, I'm not sympathetic with them. Do y'all know what I mean by draft dodgers?
Right.
All of these men that are in Islam, for one, Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, everybody wants to make a god out of him. He was a draft dodger.
Right.
He went to Canada to keep from going to the military.
Good.
Where would you be at this morning if the men had not laid their lives down for the freedoms that we have? Think about it for a moment. When I see military people, I try my best to go to them and tell them, thank you for your service toward for our country. I thought about 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 4. It says, endure hardness as a good soldier. Did you know that we're all, there's a song that says, I'm in the Lord's army? Mm-hmm. How many of y'all know that song? Hey, let's sing it. Somebody give it to me now, because I don't know if you get to singing it, I can do it. Come on, Hope. Sing it with me, ladies. How does it go? Somebody give me a lead on it. Never march. I may never march in the infantry.
Ride in the cavalry.
D artillery.
I may never fly
over the enemy.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir. Now listen to me just for a moment. Did you really truly know that, I mean, if you're saved, if you're really a Christian, then you're in the Lord's army.
That's right. That's good.
That little old song, we sang that, but somehow or another it just don't get a hold of us. How many of you remember Andy Griffith? How about when no, not Gomer. What's his name, Jesse, when he comes to town throwing rocks?
Ernest T. Bass.
How many of y'all remember the episode when he came down from the mountains throwing rocks through the windows? How many of y'all remember what he wanted? He wanted a uniform. Well, when Andy found it out, he gave him Barney's. Do y'all remember that? But all he wanted was a uniform. He said he could get a girl if he had a uniform. And listen to this. He didn't want to join the military. He just wanted the uniform. I believe that's what a lot of people do.
Exactly,
they
right.
Just want the uniform.
You're exactly right.
Listen, come on, just smile. It says to endure hardness as a good soldier. Well, there's more to Christianity than just being saved.
Right.
I heard what Brother Rick said this morning. I believe you ought to grow in the grace of knowledge, but as you grow in the grace of knowledge, there's responsibility. Did you know that one time, if you're really here an unsaved, you are literally a slave of Satan?
You're exactly right.
Have you ever thought about it? When you got saved, God bought you off of a slave block. Amen, sister. You're no longer your own. You have a responsibility. But people today, they just want to wear the uniform, but they don't want no responsibility to go with the uniform.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, I want us to do this morning. I realize and I understand there's no wasted motion what God does. There's a reason, there's a purpose for everything. Now, I love Brother Billy Miller, so don't dare ever say nothing about him in front of me.
Right. That's good.
Well, Chris, you can go ahead, but not Billy. No, 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 I'm just kidding. Then he'll go back and tell her I said that and she'll kill me, won't you, loud mouth? No, I love Chris. Me and her, you put us together, we ain't got no sense. But I thought about Brother Billy. I thought about how that our freedoms, God found you, he forgave you, he fixed you in a family. Amen. All the years that Brother Billy's been here, I think you ought to, the responsibility, and I appreciate what he said, I believe you ought to face up to your responsibility. Amen.
Right.
And one man, I can do more with five fingers than I can with one.
You're right.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
If y'all don't nod your head, we're going to be here past about 3 o'clock. Don't look at them. Don't look at your watch. But I mean, we can do more with unity, five fingers, than I can with one.
Right.
Now, I believe you ought to show your love to Brother Billy and his family.
Right.
I believe that. He'll be there for you. I'll guarantee
right.
you he'll be there for you.
Right.
I love you. I know Brother Billy's a pastor. Here's what I want to do. How many of y'all unashamedly can say, I love my country? Now, here's what I want you to do. Jess, stand up if you would. Go get the flag and bring it up here just for a moment. I asked him to do this. No, you didn't have a clue what you didn't have a clue.
God did.
I want you to look. Come here, Jesse. Hold it like you're supposed to hold it. Out. Hold it out there, Jesse, please. Let me show you something. The red, the white, the blue. Turn it. Okay, I guess everybody in here knows when Betsy Ross sewed the flag. There wasn't no 50 stars. There's only 13 colonies, the red, the white, and the blue. But now what I want us to do, I want us to stand, and I want us to put our hand over our heart and honor these men, but I want you to honor your country. Now I want you to listen to what you're saying. Ready? We're going to pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now listen to what you said. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. A republic is governed by a constitution, not a democracy. Now watch it get real quiet now. The majority is not always correct. If that be so, then 1973, when they legalized abortion, abortion's murder. So what I'm saying is, we are under a republic. A republic. We pledge allegiance to the flag, but sometimes or another we just don't seem to grasp what. When you understand the men that had to live in chicken coops, in POW camps, men that were, they would take electricity. I told my wife, they do awful, terrible things to our soldiers. Yeah. Terrible things. The Japanese beheaded them. Yeah. They done all vile things to our American service people. And you know what? If we're not very careful, we'll forget really what the flag stands for. Right. Think about the men at Iwo Jima. Think about the men that literally gave their lives that we could have the freedom to stand here this morning. Right. And listen to this. Think about the privilege of having to adore the Son of God. You know, this thing happened out there in Texas. I know that's horrible. Amen. I know that's horrible, but it could happen to us easily. But what I want you to see is nothing can happen to us without the knowledge of God. Right. Nothing, no matter what that is. All right, if that be so, then I believe you ought to be a thankful people for America. The men that gave their lives, Valley Forge, no shoes on their feet, blood soaking through. How about the men in the jungles of Vietnam? I think about those men. Listen, I love my country. I love it, amen. And you don't know how hope, you young people that are standing over there, the freedoms that you have to stand there, and what Brother Rick said, you ought to raise your hand and thank God for your parents. You ought to thank God for your preacher. Amen. You ought to thank God for men that gave their lives that you could stand in that corner and sing the praises of God.
That's right.
Amen. I believe we're way too far behind.
Yeah, you're right.
I had a funeral yesterday. 77-year-old. I hope the man was saved. You know what a man walked up to me after the services? He said, I'm sure glad you didn't preach him into heaven. I said, if I don't know him, I don't say nothing about him. Are y'all listening to me? And then he turned it around on me. Here's what he said. Do you think men go to heaven as a result of their service to our nation? I said, no, sir. They don't go to heaven because of their service for our nation, because it's in a POW camp, because they gave their children. No, no, no. You'll go to heaven because of the Lord Jesus or you won't go.
That's right.
It's that simple. He made a way that you could be wonderfully and gloriously saved.
That's right.
I believe you ought to thank God for the Savior. Amen. That made it all possible that we could stand here this morning.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. I want us to do this morning. You can put this flag. Be seated just for a moment. How many of you unashamedly can say, Brother Sisson, I'm saved? Would you just slip your hand up? That's because that Jesus gave his life for you.
That's good.
My heart's a pounding. When you stop to think about Jesus gave his life, that we could stand here this morning, have the freedoms that we have, pledge allegiance to the flag, and nobody pointing a gun at us that we know of. Amen, Sisson. Boy, if you don't know you're saved this morning, you know what you need to do? Get up out of your seat. Let Brother Rick, somebody here, we'll pray with you. We'll get in the back room. We'll settle it till you know that beyond any shadow of a doubt you go to heaven.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful to be able to do that? No, nobody in Asia, nobody pointing AK-47s at us. Nobody putting a gun to our temple. You have the freedom of choice. You can be wonderfully and gloriously saved.
That's good.
Isn't that blessing?
Good.
Hey, I think about our freedoms. I think about all these. My wife and I have been to a lot of European countries. And I think about what a blessed people we are.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us have got freezers full of food.
You're right.
Most of us, look at all the eating places here in Somerset. All you have to do is go up from Burnside to 80. Amen. Eating places everywhere.
That's right.
And they'll be filled this afternoon, am I correct?
Right.
They'll just be filled. But look at the people that eat a handful of rice all day long today.
Mm-hmm.
A handful of rice. Look at the people that have a chicken down in Mexico. They'll cut its throat and hold it over a rock and spill it, shed its blood, take its blood, spill it all over a rock, worshiping some idolistic. When I think about that, that could be me born in Mexico.
Right.
I could have been born in the dark regions of the jungles of Africa. Mm-hmm. But God let me be born in America.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, thank God. I love that. I love this. You know, we take it all for granted. You might as well just say we do.
You're right.
That's like this morning. Did you know that deep down in the recesses of your heart, if you're sitting there saying, boy, I wish they'd get this over with. I wish we could go home. Listen, you're not right with the Lord.
That's right.
Plain and simple. Chew. We take it all. Look at Brother Billy. Has he ever been sick? Not that I know of. Has he? Where's Miss Miller? Has Billy ever been sick? Not the surgery, has he? Not, he's not had any surgeries that I know of. Boy, I'd like to have been that nurse when I give him that shot. No, I'm just kidding. But all right, watch this. We take our health for granted. We take our homes for granted. We take, I think about our children. I think about my boy, Nathan, when he got killed. What's it been, 13 years, Mary? I thought about Nathan this morning. I was sitting there reading my Bible this morning, and I thought about my youngest boy, Nathan. A lot of y'all may have known him. And I loved little old Nathan. He was the apple of my eye. I mean, he just, our baby. And God took him. Why he took him, when we get to heaven, we'll know. But listen to me this morning. We take so much for granted until it's just gone. And then we say, look what I had. It's gone. There's an old adage that says we don't appreciate the water till the well goes dry.
Right.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's just bow our heads. If you're here, and Brother Porter, come to the piano, would you please? I'm not going to mess up something this good. I'm not going to mess it up. I could preach, but I ain't going to mess it up. Well, y'all could say something right there.
Then we'd mess it up.
Hey, let's do this. Brother Porter, what page? You can be wonderfully and gloriously saved this morning. How many of you have ever, before we stand, before we ever sing, how many of you have ever read how that we got the Star Spangled Banner, the song? Have we? You read it? I'm Patrick Henry. I wish somehow or another that, boy, we'd get a tub load of patriotism thrown in the gable end of our souls. I really do. You know who Alvin York is? Sergeant Alvin York? How about a man by the name of Audie Murphy? Most decorated World War II hero was Audie Murphy. Now, I know y'all don't have to agree with me, and I get sort of vexed. Why don't we name a street after Audie Murphy?
Right, that's good.
Why don't we name a street after, what was Thorpe the Indian?
Jim Thorpe.
Why don't we name Alvin York? But yet we'll name streets after Martin Luther King. We'll name streets after men. Did you know he carried a communist card? He did, literally. How about men like, I could name them all, but I'm just saying, We forget so easily. God help us to not forget. I hope we don't forget this morning. I hope you remember Jesse holding that flag and us pledging allegiance to it. Amen. And I hope you'll say, boy, you know what? He said a republic. Let's stand, please. We're going to do something tonight, especially for Brother Billy. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for moving upon people's hearts. But God, if there's one here that's unsaved, Lord, draw them, I pray. Bring them to the end of themselves. God, may they be wonderfully and gloriously saved this morning. Lord, I want to bless your name for taking care of Brother Billy. God, thank you. The surgery was even minor than what it was. And God, please bring him back. Lord, help these people to love him. Oh, dear God, even more than what they do. Thank you, Lord, for people, Lord, that'll take a stand. God, in our hearts and souls, I think about the men that, Lord, that's even now, that has been deployed. They're away from their families. They're away from their wives. They're away from their children. God, help them this morning. Thank you for Jesus that made it all possible. Thank you, Lord, he walked down the battlements of heaven and surrendered his life, Lord, that we might have life. Bless these dear people is my prayer. Speak to people's hearts. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What page, Brother Porter?
Page 85.
Page 85. Would you like to come this morning and just get on your knees?